In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Well, welcome everybody today. Lots of people away because of the weather. Lovely to see folks that we perhaps haven't seen today for some time. And also, it's good to see the family come into support. Sion, as we will baptise him later. Now, today is the first Sunday of Advent, and this is a very important day in the Christian year. Most people want to rush towards Christmas. Even last night here, we had a wonderful carol service, but actually, in reality, it's all a bit early because Christmas doesn't begin until Christmas Eve, midnight on Christmas Eve. So we move towards Advent, 4 Sundays before, and we will be lighting each of our Advent candles here. And this is described as a penitential season. Penitential means to confess, because we need to prepare our hearts for the return of Jesus as a child, but also when he comes in greater glory at the end of the age. We need to remind ourselves that there will be a judgment. And so we need to prepare our hearts. So penitential means to confess, prepare in our hearts. So many people during this time of Advent, for example, will abstain from alcohol. The world wants to excess huge amounts, drink huge amounts of alcohol during this period up to Christmas. But in tradition, this was a time of abstinence and of preparation. I went to a school this week and did my first, not Christmas service, but Advent service. And I've got some props here that I used at the school. Now, anybody have any idea why we'd use this prop for Advent? Why would I use this prop? Waiting, who said that? Thank you, Sue, thank you. Waiting for the bus queue. I've got a whole line of children to wait, stand for the bus, and I said to them, are you waiting? And they kept waiting and waiting, and they got frustrated with waiting. Because one of the very important principles of Advent is that we wait. We stay. We can use those two words together. We wait and we stay. So in one sense, you're an Advent people today because you've come to church, we've stayed here. We are present to God. That's an Advent theme. We are waiting before God. The rest of the world is rushing by. They're preoccupied with all sorts of things. A lot of them probably in supermarkets this morning or maybe on football pitches somewhere. But we've decided to gather and to stay and wait. Very important. Sadly, fewer and fewer people are waiting and staying. So the importance of presence, just being here, being present to families, to our children, present to our world, present to one another, is a very important Advent principle. We are present. So, for example, at the moment, my dog Woody is very sick and probably won't last much longer, very sadly. He's a beautiful dog and it breaks my heart. But one of the things I do as he comes to his end, every night I have to stay in the room with him and sleep on the sofa while he is on the floor because he needs somebody to be present. Otherwise, he's restless. He's all over the house. And my presence is very important to my dear dog as he comes to the end. So never underestimate the importance of you being somewhere at a family meal. Present to your children as we come to the end of the day and we pray together, we say prayers together. Present to one another at times of difficulty. We are called to wait and to stay and be present. Sometimes I go to the bedside of somebody who's very sick and they don't even know that I'm there. But the important thing is that I am there. Sometimes they've lost perhaps all of their mental faculties and they're not even aware that I am there. They don't even know me. But I go and I stay there, I pray with them, I am present with them. That's an Advent theme. So we wait. We wait. Another prop I used for the children at school this week was my binoculars. Now, why would I use these? It's another W. We watch. We look out. We stay awake. We are alert. So, listen, if you're concerned about what's going on in the news at the moment, when you watch, for example, the news in Gaza, or on the Russian-Ukraine border, or all the things that maybe disturb you about the economy and our country at this time, it's important that all of us are alert to what's going on in the world because we're called to be awake and pray. In our reading from Mark's Gospel, I think it says about four times, keep awake, be alert, keep awake. So the Christian community are people that are awake, they're alive to what's going on in the world, and they're constantly praying for its needs. They don't just shut the door and ignore it. We are, in one sense, the people who are most alive because we were looking out for what's going on in the world. An Advent theme, to keep awake, to be watchful, and to wait. So together, Advent, one, we wait and we watch. Wait, watch, wait, watch. If you forget everything I've said today, just remember this. We are all called to be wait watchers. Wait Watchers. Anybody been to Wait Watchers? We're all called to be Wait Watchers at Advent. So let me give you one thing to do today. When you go home, take the reading that is in Starlink, the Isaiah reading. It's wonderfully profound. It's about repentance. Read the reading. Sit down in a chair. Make yourself a coffee. Read the reading. Ask God to speak to you through the reading. And then be silent. And then read it again. And ask God to speak to you through the reading. And then read it again. And ask God to speak to you through the reading. Because we are in a penitential season and we've come to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. We are wait watchers. Have you got that? Be a wait watcher. We're going to stand for the creed, and then after the creed, we're going to baptize Sion.